All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Johnny, eve of the county championship. You've got two county championships under your belt. How about the third one?
Yeah, obviously it'd be very nice, but we know how difficult it's going to be this season. It's a really strong league, and it's not been easy the last couple of years either. So we're confident going into the season, but as I say, it's going to be a tough challenge, and hopefully we can be there at the end of the season doing exactly the same as we did last year.
Okay, thank you. What about new blood this year, Johnny? Have you seen any of the new lads at the moment?
Well, obviously the lads have been away with the T20 World Cup, so Dave Willey's not been in just yet. And the rest of the lads obviously have been working all winter together, so now it's been great to see everyone after our winter travels as well. Everyone's in really fine fettle and good spirits, and raring to go, looking forward to the season.
Okay, and what about yourself, Johnny? How fit are you, because you've had 12 months of non-stop cricket?
Yeah, I'd like to say I'd keep hitting the ground running. It's obviously a tough schedule at the moment, but a new season's always exciting. So with that gives you energy as well, and it's going to be one of those seasons that we need to improve in our one day from T20 form, but championship, hopefully we can come up trumps.
Jolly good. Now, I was at Cape Town when you hit 150, Johnny.
Yep.
Can you just explain to the Bradford listeners how important and proud you were?
Oh, obviously very proud. I think you could see that from my celebration. It was a fantastic day, and something that I'll never forget. But it was great to be out there in that partnership as well with Stokesy, and he played a vital part in that Test series.
He certainly did. Now another question. You were wicket-keeping for England at the time. Would you prefer to just concentrate on your batting? Or would you like to do both of them all the time? Because it is a strenuous act you do.
Yeah, I wouldn't be putting so much work into my keeping if I didn't want to do it. I think that's a given now. I've kept wicket for Yorkshire for the past 6 years, so I don't see that being a question anymore as to whether I want to do it. I wouldn't have invested so much time, energy and effort into the hard work that I'm putting into it if I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, thank you. The county championship, the toss has been changed this year. Can you just explain to the listeners what your views are?
I've got no idea, to be honest with you. I've left that completely up to the captain and the hierarchy. So we'll obviously have to have a look at it to know what's going on. But as for that, it won't affect the way that we go out and play our cricket.
Okay. And finally, young blood at Yorkshire. Can you just sort of tell the listeners of who could be possibly making strides this year?
Yeah, I think James Wayman, Matty Fisher. Young Waitie as well, all three bowlers, got a lot of talent. So hopefully they'll be pushing the old age state pensioners in the first team with Siddy and everyone. They're the three that I'd look out for this year. And obviously we've seen how good Jack Leaning and co have been too.
Thank you very much indeed, Johnny.
Pleasure.
Brilliant. Thanks.
Thanks.
Really appreciate that.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.